picking up words.
Yay.
You're listening to the Buffering Podcast.
Soon.
Warming it up.
Okay, so this is The Simpsons Tap.
Oh my gosh. That, you know, not bad.
Yeah, it's
not bad at all.
Bum around and there's...
RPG kind of thing?
Let's see if this will work without it killing it. Go!
Oh, yeah.
Give it a sec. Maybe it'll let me back in with one try. Alright, it did it for once.
I'm good luck.
So,
whoa.
Like, you start out with the Simpson house, and then, you know, you have to build the Flanders' house because they're right next door. And then you get this assortment of other houses that you can build, including mill houses. And then you can get the plant, and you can get Dr. Frink's house, movie theater, comic shop, Duff Brewery, Tire Fire.
Cletus.
Yeah, Cletus' farm. Quickie Mart, Lard Lad. There's Hank Scorpio's house.
Nice.
School, Lemon Tree.
Wow. Ah.
And then, of course, you have to have him do stuff, and it's one of those time-based things. So in an hour and 17 minutes, I'll get $200 in XP and all that crap so that I can...
Oh, my gosh.
...buy something else. But it's those donuts that you can buy. I will...
That's new.
Listen, so you can buy donuts, and I will admit that I've done this multiple times when I've bought donuts. And it's just kind of that I can't believe that I'm doing this, but here I am because it's so addicting.
What can you do?
Holy cow.
Is this new? Is this windscreen new?
That is the new windscreen.
It is sinking. A lot.
Did you try starting higher? Or... Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
That looks
well,
like
there's
a
that.
And then there's...
It's got...
That? Is that...
Oh. It's just a little loose. I can't... Here, we'll go against it. Or not.
I so wanted to make a joke about something not being erect or something of that nature, but...
Yeah. It's 2 weeks ago I had enough innuendo.
Oh, yeah, that...
To last a while.
I don't know, last week we had some good moments.
Are you talking about the episode with Jack?
I listened to him back to back, so, yeah. I listened to
the last two
back to back, so I couldn't remember.
Okay, so I was just trying to get loosey.
Wiggle,
tiny.
Yeah.
I listened to the latest episode on Stitcher, actually.
Yes, I saw that you downloaded that.
I was driving back from Fargo, and I had not loaded the most recent episode on my iPod yet, so... It spaced out on me, though, like,
so
15
close.
Minutes before the end.
Is it just where you're bending it?
No.
Is it...
Ah. Hey, okay.
Magic fingers.
I won't touch it anymore.
I've been hooked on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. I don't know if you like that show.
Never listened to that.
I haven't heard of that one.
It's Michael Ian Black and Tom Cavanaugh, and they just eat snacks and talk about it.
So they're like, these snacks are delicious.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar. If anyone can talk about a single snack for a half an hour, it's Michael Ian Black. He's like, just give it a try. That's all I'm saying.
I'm intrigued.
I have so many podcasts that I have downloaded and intended to try listening to and haven't yet. One of them is Doug Loves Movies, which I know you like because you mentioned going to a live
taping. Yeah, there's a live taping in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which you were
I think it was the weekend
in,
that Jem's
going
to be in town. So.
Yeah.
No.
With what?
Didn't you... Or was it you?
You
went to a taping of it.
Yeah, I've been to what I've seen twice now? Yeah, both you get nice and up and in there.
I suppose
so
I can move
even closer.
Can't I?
Yeah.
Get friendly with your microphone. Like what I'm doing right now.
But I am really excited for the New Hope Cinema Grill.
Yeah,
because
that was
a really fun venue when we saw Wendy Maybury.
Okay.
Was over there, but it was just a couple random openers. It's like, well, they're practicing. They're getting there.
Yeah.
But you're right in that neck of the woods. Have you been over there for a movie or...
I've been there for movies. I've never been there for their comedy nights. I actually went during high school a lot for movies, and
mm-hmm.
I saw... think there was a crowd cut deal where you pay like $12 and get $26 worth of tickets and food, which, I mean, given that the show tickets are $2 a piece or $4 a piece, you can get a decent amount with that. You can get, you know, pizza to split and get into the movie for two people, drinks for that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought three of those and then realized about a week before they were going to expire that I hadn't used any of them.
I ended up
seeing Rango twice within a week, which I'd already seen. And then I saw Source Code for my other one, which I liked a lot. But yeah, it's a fun place to go. I mean, everything's pretty cheap. I did a birthday thing there too and saw Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2 because I hadn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, the live comedy is pretty good there.
Yeah, I might. What's the date of the one you guys are going 7th. To? Okay.
We're going to see Wild Bill Bauer.
That's the weekend I'll definitely be in town because it's Easter, so.
There you go. Saturday event. I think, but $15, not too bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Mm.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Yeah, now there are windows open, so now we have the ambiance.
Nice. I forgot what it's like to hear airplanes all the time.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's where I live. I'm such a suburban kid. Like, I come into the city, I'm just like, okay, there's everything's different. And one way is, oh no, I don't know.
Well, there are people who live in the city who don't understand one ways.
Oh, of course. But
like, I was driving home on St. Patrick's Day, and right here at 36th and Nicollet, it's north and south, a two-way. On the west side, it's a two-way. On the east side, it's a one-way. But people see the one-way in front of them, and they assume that that part of the street is also a one-way. And so, like, I was pulling up to take this turn, and there was a taxi, like, somebody who's licensed by the state to drive other people around, in the wrong lane waiting at a light.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I've seen people who start at the corner beforehand and just take that lane all the way down. And I usually sit right around the corner waiting to turn to head to work. So it's always that, do you hear the crash? Like the, no, no, okay. Not NASCAR today, unfortunately.
Yeah, people have trouble with roundabouts sometimes in the suburbs. I actually have to take two. When I go to work, I get off the freeway, and there's a roundabout, and then immediately another roundabout.
Nice.
And twice within like the last 3 weeks, I've seen people turn left into the roundabouts.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can see it coming because they're sitting in the left lane with their signal on. It's the two-lane roundabouts. I can see them sitting in the left lane with their signal on, and I'm like, no, no, don't. Yes, you can't. Yes, don't do that. Don't do that. And they do, and then they end up like, you can tell they realized right away what they did.
Go, Darwin, go.
They turn left, and they go like 8 feet, and then they stop, and they just sort of sit there for a second, and then do this awkward like 3-point turn.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
To go the right way in the roundabout.
I would really like somebody to just throw into reverse and then not figure out how to turn back around. So just constantly just going
around in reverse.
Oh my gosh.
Why is the this
turn?
Working?
Where's the turn?
Yeah.
That'd be a good Mr. Bean bit.
They did that. Yeah. They did something like it in The Man Who Knew Too Little, starring Bill Murray.
Yeah.
They had a little thing where like they were racing along a highway and then they were in a roundabout and they just kept going around. And going around and going around, it's like, oh, I think we lost him. Oh, that's a throwback. Good movie.
Wow, yeah. And isn't there another movie out there where, is it in Eurotrip that they're in London and they get stuck in a roundabout just trying to get somewhere for a day?
There is a roundabout in the Truman Show, I think, because he's just kind of
it's
in the
indecisive
section where he's trying to fuck around with them and get them to not or get them to not be prepared for wherever he's gonna go, and so he's swinging around in the roundabout and he pulls out and then he's like, nope, never mind, backs up and keeps going around.
Aha. Uh-huh, yes,
it's probably my favorite Jim Carrey movie, if I had to say.
I'd have to go with Eternal Sunshine, but Truman Show's up there.
Truman Show's definitely up there.
Mm-hmm. But Eternal Sunshine trumps all as far as his movies go for me.
Let's do least favorite Jim Carrey movies.
Oh, God.
Majestic.
Okay, that's a good one.
I haven't seen that one, but I actually... what I know of it, I think I'd actually like it, but...
It was, I guess, least favorite based on mindset going into the movie thinking Jim Carrey movie.
Fair enough.
And then seeing slow, dramatic, what is this?
See, I prefer him that way. I also prefer Will Ferrell that way, which is why Stranger Than Fiction is my favorite Will Ferrell movie, where he's a straight man the entire time.
True.
I have a thing about the goofy comedians that way that I actually prefer it when they sort of shift and do something different. But that's just because the type of comedy they usually do isn't necessarily
your
up my
type
alley.
Of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Least favorite Jim Carrey movie, I'd probably have to piss a bunch of people off and go with Ace Ventura.
It's one of those things where it's almost at this point you can look at it as a period movie,
mm-hmm.
or just wacky 90s.
Yeah,
everyone coming off the cocaine high of the 80s.
I'm really not a big fan of any of his that other people love, like Dumb and Dumber. I've seen a couple of times, and I'm
that
kinda
one's
meh.
Hard to stomach too.
I'm kind of meh on that one. I like Liar Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. I completely forgot about that one.
And I love Maura Tierney, so that one that helps.
Yeah.
What's that one he did, Me, Myself, and Irene?
Oh, my God. I never
with,
saw that one.
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
I think I actually kind of liked that one, but it was definitely odd. That was the one where he had, like, split personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one was, like, a douchebag, and the other one was nice.
Yeah, and they somehow ended up on some weird, like, road trip or something.
He was, like, a state trooper or
something. Yeah, yeah.
I just remember the motorcycle and the aviators and everything.
Oh, is that the movie with the awful scene where something gets stuck inside a cow? There's some
Never
movie where
no.
someone gets their arm stuck in a cow, and I feel like it might be that one.
Well, there was When Nature Calls Ace Ventura, where he's hiding in a rhino or an elephant.
Is that the second one?
I didn't
That's
see
the second
that one.
And with that one, basically what happens is he's undercover. I think it was a rhino or a hippo or something. And it gets so hot in there that he takes off all his clothes, and it's still not enough. So he has to climb out of this hiding animal case thing. And the only way out is where everything else would come out of a real animal.
Right,
so it looks like
right.
this thing giving birth to him, and that was pretty yeah. disturbing on its own.
No, I think it might be Me, Myself, and Irene, where they're like driving along the road, and there are cows in the road, and they won't go away. So he goes to try to push the cow out of the road. And his entire arm goes in the back of the cow.
Oh.
And then...
He makes a special friend.
He gets his arm out, and I feel like something that had been on or in his hand or arm...
Is gone.
Is still
like
in
a
the
watch.
Cow, so he has to reach back in the cow. That's... Yeah.
Some piece
Not
of jewelry.
Not my kind of humor. Not no. my kind of humor.
No. Not mine either.
Andrew, what about you?
Well...
Least favorite.
It's those Christmas movies. I didn't like The Grinch, and I did not like Christmas Carol.
I didn't see Christmas Carol.
I haven't seen
that one.
Was
either. Animated, but it was like that. It was like based off him, so I was like,
all right.
So it's Jim Carrey without actually being Jim Carrey.
A little closer.
All right.
Yeah, you have to be friends.
Yes.
You might want to bring it up a little bit so that you don't have to.
Oh man! Oh, I made it spike.
No, don't worry.
We're in mic check land.
Awesome.
It's okay.
And then just bring awesome. the filter down.
Oh,
just,
yeah. That's what's throwing me off. I'm not seeing this.
If you take your cell phone or something and put it behind it, you can kind of figure out where it is. And
just like a centimeter, good. Yeah.
Whoops. You had it,
had
you lost it.
I had it.
It was there.
It's just a... This is like,
it was good.
This is my new thing. Every time I come here, I'm just going to...
Play around with that the entire time?
Yep. Oh, is this mic check?
How does it sound now?
Let me just rub the filter all over the...
Oh. And we're back to the innuendos again.
Testing. Right. Testing.
I said rub the
long.
Filter.
Yeah, but it was the way you said
it's
it.
It's different. It's different.
I was about to go there, so you stopped at a
we
good
could,
time.
We could do that. What I always do at work is just set up my coworkers for really good... that's what she says. Like, oh man, this Filter is a lot harder to maneuver than I expected.
Yeah,
because obviously that's what she said.
Yeah.
I work in the school system, so there's not a lot of that's what she said going on. I work in the district office with a bunch of women who are much older than me. And in an elementary school with kindergarten through sixth graders. So hopefully there's no... That's what she said.
Yeah, that would just be awkward.
Well, kids are starting to pull that one out now.
I haven't heard any of my students say it, and I'm glad.
Elementary age, I don't think... Well, they shouldn't understand it.
I've heard it in public.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them are aware of it, but I think most of them who are aware of it probably know better than to say it at school.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or still don't get it.
Yes.
Yeah, one or the other.
But Adam, what about you?
Oh boy. Least favorite Jim Carrey movie.
Yes.
I would probably have to go with Ace Ventura as well. It's just a little bit too wild, a little
too
bit
much.
Too weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one is I'd say better than the second one though. If you've ever seen the second
probably.
One. There's like a scene in there that just sticks out with me, and it's when he's trying to like prove himself to the tribe or whatever, and he's got to do all this crazy stuff, and like I just found it just incredibly racist.
That's not
I don't know
shocking.
Why, but it just doesn't hold up over time. Like if you go back to it, like I was like, how did this get made?
I wonder that about a lot of movies.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. That's why they started that podcast, because it's like, oof.
Yeah.
Why even bother?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of racist things hidden in classic films. Like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Oh, but I heard about that. It's Andy Rooney, right?
Yeah, playing the Japanese stereotype landlord.
And what they showed Bruce Lee reacting to that in the biographical movie about him.
Really?
Bruce Lee's hanging out with a girlfriend or wife. I don't know what she was at the time.
Yeah.
And it shows a shot. Shush. Is listening to me talk about Bruce Lee. it shows Mickey Rooney's character, and then it cuts back to Bruce Lee, very serious, while the rest of the audience is laughing. And it's like, it's racist, and he's angry.
Yeah,
I love
Bruce
Lee.
And then, of course, there's stuff like Holiday Inn and White Christmas, which each have their respective very racist scenes. Someone, I read a blog post about that recently. Like, in Holiday Inn, everything's fine, and it's just a happy Bing Crosby movie. And then he's trying to hide his girlfriend from the other guy. And so it's Lincoln's birthday is the holiday they're celebrating. And he's like, I have this great idea. Let's do this number in blackface. And so she comes out in blackface with, like, the blonde pigtails sticking up. And it's just, it's really horrendous. And then there's a minstrel show number in White Christmas.
Right.
So it's like, no matter which way you go, those two are kind of like, so, you know, some people prefer one, some people prefer the other, but whichever you go to, there's a really awkward scene.
No, I know last time we were here, I might have mentioned Down and Out in Beverly Hills, the only Disney movie to be rated R.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. And but, I looked that up afterward.
Yes. Now, I don't know if I've discussed Song of the South with you guys before.
I know Song of the South.
I think it was mentioned at some point on the podcast.
I might have mentioned it, but it just is so apropos to this conversation because it's the Disney movie that was banned for being racist, and somehow I got a copy of it. And you know what? It's not that bad. It was Disney being Disney. You know? He portrayed slaves as slaves. And yeah, that's uncensored. That's kind of, you know. But for the time, in when he made it in like the 50s, you know, that was just how it went.
Yeah.
At least they had that animated world they could escape to. And,
and plus that led the way for the Tracy Morgan sketch, Uncle Jemima's Mash Liquor.
Oh, that's a great one.
Nice.
Oh, that was
I love
a fun
when
one.
People throw out old SNL sketches. I just love that. One of my friends was just telling me about JJ Casuals. You remember that sketch? It's Jack Johnson's line of shoes.
No,
and
I didn't see
they're
that
shoes
one.
That look like feet. They're just like rubber. And oh man,
they have those running shoes that look like feet.
Vibram Five Fingers.
Yes.
My boyfriend actually has a pair of those.
I tried them on and didn't like them.
I think I wouldn't like them. I feel like I need more arch support than that. But yeah, I know they work really well for some people.
But yeah, I knew someone in college who wore them all the time.
Yeah, I feel like the people who wear them to swear by them, they're like, oh, they're so comfortable. I'm like, you know, my toes are fine together. Like,
yeah.
I can still wear mittens of shoes.
Yeah, you can just wear those socks that have the dividers if you really want to get crazy.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, the toe socks, I've always been kind of uncomfortable with those, so I probably wouldn't do very well with the Vibram Five Fingers. I mean, I can do the big toe separation there, where it's the four toes together in your big toe.
The That's thong cool. Sandal.
Yeah, the sandals, and you know the type of socks that go with them. In
the very German socks I guess,
or there are Japanese. Socks
that go with it? I've not.
Oh,
seen
Japanese.
These.
Yeah.
Tabi.
Oh, I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Axis of evil. You know. They talk about socks.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm cool
Japanese,
with that.
Japanese, Germans,
something went way over my head.
The Illuminati.
Sure. Anyway. I mean, I'm familiar. I don't understand what
German
has to
people
do with the conversation.
German people stereotypically wear socks with sandals.
Oh, okay. That's maybe where I was lost.
Yes.
Bringing it back to the, you know, racist stereotype.
Yeah. Right.
Had to be done.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
This is the place.
So you said Ace Ventura for
no,
yours?
No, I said The Majestic because
that's right.
I went in with the mindset of Liar Liar, Ace Ventura, you know, over the top, and got toned down, but not Stranger Than Fiction toned down, just toned down Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I feel like that's why a lot of people don't like The Truman Show. People that I talk to about it will say that's not what they were expecting from Jim Carrey. And that one's even somewhere in between. There's still some pretty out there stuff in that one.
Yeah.
But it's much less slapstick. And the subject matter is much more serious.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I don't want this to be like bashing Jim Carrey. I mean, I really
Jim Carrey.
I really like Jim Carrey. He's done a lot of really incredibly good work.
We started with like, what's your best Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah,
right?
I know. But like bringing it back, so you know, it's not all.
I don't even know.
He's had a great career, and as a person, I feel like his philosophy is really cool. I heard him talking about his life experience and just realizing his place in the universe, I guess, and it was really cool to hear him talk.
Yeah, his early stand up was pretty groundbreaking for the time, I guess. Yeah. It's okay.
It was good.
Yeah, it's Jim Carrey stand up.
I don't know anything. I don't think I've ever heard any of his stand up, so maybe I should check that out sometimes.
I've heard like tiny sound bites myself.
Find the sound bite that he has on talking about Canada, or talking about Canada while talking to people from LA.
Okay,
it's pretty fun, and he goes into a pretty good voice for that, so it works out well.
I've been listening to a lot of Steve Martin stand up lately. I actually created a Steve Martin Pandora station, and it's interesting because it's like Steve Martin, Jim Gaffigan, Bill Cosby, and one other, and that's like the four comedians who pop up. But I always find it interesting because I love Steve Martin's writing, and his comedy is really hit or miss for me, his early stand-up stuff.
Yeah.
But his philosophy of comedy is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he wrote a play, too.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. He's written several plays. But
Something at the Lap and Gilles.
Picasso.
Picasso at the Lap and Gilles. And then he wrote
fantastic play.
His bio is good.
Yeah, his autobiography. Yeah,
Born to Stand Up.
It's a fascinating. Well, listen for me. I listened to it on a audiobook, but just to hear why he came up with the things he did, how he started doing comedy is really interesting.
Right. All right. You got some good levels for that, right?
Yep, we're in pretty good shape.
Cool. Bashing Jim Carrey for our mic check. Perfect. Awesome. You or me?
I'll start it off.
Okay. I haven't done the fantastic notebook this time because I figured that would be an excuse to
get up for a second. If anyone needs another beverage, now would be a good time.
What do you have that's alcoholic?
I have. I have Premium. I have Session Black. I have a Riesling. I have a another Riesling.
Oh, yeah.
I have whiskey. I have whiskey. I have vodka. I have tequila. I have rum. I have grapefruit juice.
Nobody quotes the Indiana Jones theme song without me catching on.
And Dr. Pepper, which does not have booze, but is the other option.
Riesling would be awesome, actually.
Are you partial to... I'll do this one, because this is the one that I got.
Okay.
Bag right there.
And I found the other coasters. I don't even have to ask someone for one. I feel like I kind of monopolized the mic check a little bit.
Not at all. I don't think so.
Thanks.
One thing that I wanted, kind of a segment that I thought about.
Oh, that's
was,
good.
Was something simply called Is It on Netflix? And I feel like every time I start talking about a TV show with someone, that's the first question I ask.
Yes.
And
agreed.
Yes. Is that... Do you find that true of yourselves, too?
No, because it's either... It's on... It's definitely on Netflix, because I know it's on Netflix, because I've watched it on Netflix. Or it isn't on Netflix because it's too new, or it's from one of these networks, or... It's kind of like that mentally ruled out. But at the same time, I feel like it's almost just brought up automatically. I watch blank on Netflix. I watch this on my parents' TV because that's the way I watch TV.
Well, allow me to fill in those blanks because I've been watching some good stuff on Netflix. I don't know if I told you this last time, but I started Downton Abbey.
I've heard that's really good.
Do we have a...
It's good. It's rewarding. Episodes...
I keep meaning to get into it, but...
It's hard.
One of these days.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a million shows right now, but I'm sure some
I'm like that, too. I'm always in, like, in between seasons of something or waiting for the next season of whatever. Still waiting on that next season of American Pickers.
I just rewatched an entire show entirely in DVD. Complete show, because it's not on Netflix, and I wanted to watch it. So I actually watched 5 seasons of 6 Feet Under on DVD. And then cried for like an hour and a half because that's what the last episode does to me and just about everyone else I've talked to.
Gets deep. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the first time in a long time I've actually bothered to pull out the DVDs for something and go through something that way.
A lot of news stories today, too.
Oh, can you pull up the...
I was going to do that while you were going through this first part. Okay, so here's how it's going to work now, because we screwed it up last time when I was going to break into it.
Yeah.
You open up, introduce me, we banter, we do the show plugs, then we bring in other people.
Mm.
Okay.
So we get the plugs right out of the way as an initial.
Okay.
For if you're listening to them this, then you should know about this, this, and this. Go check out this, whatever.
Yeah.
Just so that we do it once at the beginning, once at the end, wrap it up.
Sure.
Okay, so let's see.
Okay.
We get that, and then we're on that, and then we're on. Oh,
really,
something that I was going
this is
to.
Really tight.
Something that I was going to possibly pitch to you, but I haven't decided if I'm in on it yet completely or not, is Amazon Affinity Sites.
Hmm.
Which, it's basically if we advertise stuff on the show and give them space on our site, they'll give us money per order that's made by clicking on this link and then going to their site.
Mm, yes.
So we get a percentage.
The Earwolf strategy.
Basically.
Hmm.
It's actually the... Bill Maher strategy.
Oh, yeah. See,
he's got that. No. Who's the other one? Somebody else has it too.
A lot. It's kind of.
Somebody else has it.
Everyone's picking up.
I forgot what Katie looked like with dark hair.
Yeah.
So you still have pictures of her blonde now.
I think.
Hair color is not a constant.
It's basically something that would go under the Stitcher thing.
Yeah. Would it be small?
I don't know. See, that's one of the things I haven't looked at yet. But it's like, what advertisers do we have on our site, which is Stitcher. Okay, so you get to do start button, and we will also queue you up for... I did not install that yet. So, let's pull up the email. Wednesday, March 21st.
Yeah, but plugs before guests, right?
Yeah, I was just listing those off as reminders. Those are guests.
Oh, sure.
That's all.
I just had a friend comment on my status about coming to the Frank House Memorial Studio, saying, pretty sure he's still alive. Don't know why they named the studio that.
Can I say he's just awesome?
You can.
Yes.
I'm for it.
I'm for it too. Let me do a little practice.
Frank Oz Memorial Studio. He's not dead.
He's just awesome.
I'm for it.
So you know the double Black home voice. Tap to multitasking and then open up email and it should open up right to it. Give it a test while I'm up here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I know, right? Working all the angles. Awesome. It's like a...
Okay. He's not dead, he's just...
Awesome!
A little air guitar in there, was that? Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Frank Oz Memorial... Wow.
Yeah,
that's...
That's a low fly. 747.
It's picking up, but not too bad.
It's ambient.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
It's cool.
Coming from the depths of Minneapolis.
That's right.
I think we should.
We should for sure start making a point of mentioning our location.
I did that every other time.
Notoriety.
I sneak it in occasionally.
We always gotta
bring it up.
Vibe, gotta represent.
Mm-hmm. Gotta represent the studio.
Yeah.
Gotta represent the label.
That's right. That's right. Word.
All right, so we'll do a moment of silence for Frank Oz.
Yeah.
As I hold on.
Open the window.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, figure it out.
Who burnt some tofu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.